In the past 3 years combined, St. Tammany Parish has had 13 homicides. During that same period of time, more than 100 residents committed suicide. Rebecca Thies with Volunteers of America has been on the front line of the parish's efforts to curb this growing crisis.
In 2011, Volunteers of America was contacted by St. Tammany Parish government to create a program that would address the rising number of suicides and mental health crises in the parish.
Volunteers of America formed a partnership with St. Tammany Law Enforcement to dispatch licensed counselors to suicide attempt calls.
When 911 is called because of a behavioral health crisis, deputies on the scene make the determination whether we should be called. They can call us for an assessment. They can call us for advice. Typically, we will respond to wherever the officer needs us to go. We have a wonderful relationship with the deputies who we work with. They have a great amount of respect for all of them. They're kind and compassionate to all of our clients, and it's been a great working relationship.
Tori Lamoth is a North Shore mother who's lived every parent's worst nightmare. Her daughter attempted to commit suicide.
It was in the latter part of 2012 when she committed, she did an attempt suicide attempt. And I had no idea that it was going on. All I know is that the officers came to my door one evening and knocked and said, mentioned her name. And then they said, can we come in? And then they came in, and they said, where is she? And I directed them to her room. And when they opened the door, she was all cut up, you know, slashes on her wrist and bleeding. And I was just in total shock. From that point, they took her to the hospital, St. Tammany Parish Hospital. And at that point, Volunteers of America, I don't know if I should miss... Well, I call her Miss Jeannie. Miss Jeannie came, and she, you know, I had no idea, and I was just sitting there wondering what happened to her, because she had to be interviewed by the doctors and the nurses and also by Volunteers of America, and they were there to support me.
Tori remembers well her encounter with Volunteers of America while at the hospital.
Well, it was very comforting and supportive. Because, you know, you're kind of like confused about everything, and then also fearful that what if she died, and, you know, all these thoughts are going through your head. And the encounter was, you know, just, it was calming, and this is what you're going to do. You know, it's sort of like Volunteers of America took over the thinking for me. The only decision I had to make was, do I want further help, aftercare?
Aftercare is the follow-up counseling Volunteers of America provides once the initial crisis is averted.
The second component is the aftercare or case management piece. What we have designed is the opportunity for our counselors to meet with a family, to create a family stabilization plan if needed, to provide long-term care and assistance, support, encouragement. Sometimes we just provide education about mental health issues that a family may have.
Tori shudders at the thought of what could have happened if her family didn't have the support of Volunteers of America.
I feel that she would have eventually successfully attempted suicide.
Rebecca has a very simple philosophy when reflecting on what her organization has accomplished.
I enjoy helping people. I think it's important that we come together as a community. And I think it's important that we take the skills and gifts that we've been given and give back. I think that we have absolutely saved lives in this parish. Absolutely.
To learn more about what Volunteers of America is doing in your community, log on to wwno.org. For WWNO, I'm George Bonnet.